Proclamation number 8016 of 11th of October, 1961. Jesus Christ and His work of redemption. Without Jesus Christ you cannot be saved. For it concerns the redemption of the original sin which you cannot pay off yourselves, neither on earth nor in the kingdom of the beyond. It is about the redemption of the great guilt of your former apostasy from me, for which the man Jesus gave his life on the cross. Since you once stood in brightest realization, this apostasy was not the result of weakness or a darkened spirit, but it happened consciously. It was a conscious rebellion against me, who was rejected by you yourselves, as the once fallen beings. For only pure, selfless love could atone for this great guilt, and you yourselves had committed it. The love of eternal love had to make atonement, it had to be a work of love and mercy of the greatest magnitude. A being which was full of love had to take this great guilt upon itself and then walk a sacrificial path with it which was so painful and bitter and ended with death on the cross. Only such an act of mercy, which was accomplished by the pure love of the man Jesus, could be accepted by me as atonement for the great guilt of sin and free the path to me again, from whom you had once voluntarily separated yourselves. You had to voluntarily return to me and would never have been able to do so because your will was weakened as a result of sin and thus also turned away from me and my adversary, whom you voluntarily followed to the abyss, would not have released you. And from this adversary the man Jesus bought you free with his blood. He paid the highest price. He gave his life on the cross. I am talking about the act of the man Jesus, who is full of love, whom love enabled to make this great sacrifice, whom love in himself gave him the strength to suffer and die on the cross in unspeakable pain. But the love which accomplished this work was I myself. This is a mystery which can never be properly revealed to you humans until you have penetrated the essence of love yourselves. For you keep hearing that I am love itself but cannot understand its depth. My fundamental substance is love, and I can only ever emanate love, and everything I have externalized from myself as a work of creation is emanated strength of love, irrespective of whether they are self-aware beings or earthly material works of creation of all kinds. And this strength of love ensures life. It also brings the apparently dead to life, that is, the immobile, hardened spiritual substance becomes mobile again through my illumination of love and stimulates it into activity. The beings which once fell away from me had rejected my illumination of love and thus fell into a state of hardening where all activity was impossible for them. And even if I helped them to become active during their long process of ascent, their former original sin still prevents them from radiating more love. The being remains lifeless to a certain extent if it does not receive my illumination of love, and it can only receive this illumination of love when it is aware of its former great guilt, when it asks me in Jesus for forgiveness and then voluntarily opens itself to the flow of grace of my love which awakens it to life again, but which now lasts forever. For the state of life on earth is only a temporary one in which the human being shall acquire eternal life. Just as great love has redeemed the original sin through the act of mercy, an atonement has been made towards me which I had to demand for the sake of justice. And this act of salvation must therefore be acknowledged by people because it was not accomplished by the man Jesus but I myself was in the man Jesus and thus I accomplished the act of salvation and because I myself will then also be acknowledged, who has once refused recognition. You are not facing two beings but only one. The fleshly shell of the man Jesus contained me in all its fullness, and I shone through this shell and let it exist so that I can be a visible god to you humans when you have entered the kingdom of light and bliss. For the fact that you were unable to see me was the reason for your apostasy from me, and therefore I became visible to you. That is why I myself put on a human being's garment and accomplished the act of salvation in this human being. And you must acknowledge this act of salvation if you want to find forgiveness from your original sin. You must acknowledge Jesus as your God and Creator, as your Father from eternity, for he was intimately merged with me through love, he was in me and I in him. He and I are one, only that I became imaginable to you and Jesus, whereas otherwise you would never have been able to imagine me. Because my being is unlimited and therefore cannot be personified either. Amen.